Welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko, the show that brings you man-on-the-street interviews, celebrity guests, and groundbreaking research. Our show is also known as everything you've always wanted to know about dentistry, but we're too numb to ask. I'm General Dentist Dr. Brian Kvitko, and thank you for joining me today.
The following views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of this station, its staff, management, or parent company. To hear a replay of this show or one of the other great shows that previously aired, log on to dentallyspeaking.com or iTunes, keywords Dr. Kvitko or Dentally Speaking. Listeners should not use Dr. Kvitko's comments and advice in place of an actual dental exam.
Brighten your life with a smile that shows the professional touch of Dr. Kvitko.
Time now for Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko to discuss your dental issues. Now, here's your host, Dr. Kvitko.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. I really appreciate you tuning in. It's going to be a beautiful day. Today is episode 367, and we have a good show for you today, I believe. We have with us live on the phone Dr. Deborah Mendel, and she is an OSU faculty member at the OSU College of Dentistry. She's in charge of the athletic mouthguard program for the football and basketball teams, and she works in the materials science division. She is an associate professor and has a clinical tract and also works in the faculty practice. And what we're doing is we're going to talk about athletic mouthguards. We're going to talk about the reasons that that athletes wear them and the kind of the mechanics behind it and get some of the fun backstory about how they have to make these mouthguards for all of these players. I happened to notice in the OSU football national championship game that Cardale Jones was putting his mouth guard in the kind of an ear hole or an air hole back in his helmet. And I also happened to notice his was a lower, and it got my attention. I thought, you know what, let's learn a little bit more about this. So, Dr. Mendel, thank you so much for being on my show.
Thank you for having me. It's a pleasure to be here this morning.
Yeah, and this is really cool, and I've got so many questions, and I imagine other people do too. But so, for instance, first of all, this, the basic reason that we wear mouth guards, or athletes do, is to prevent concussions, correct?
I'm sorry, you're breaking up there, Tiny. Can you repeat that?
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry, I didn't quite catch
it. Oh, no problem. Is the primary reason that we use mouth guards, or athletes use them, is to prevent concussions? It's not necessarily to protect their dentition, is it?
Well, you know, in sports dentistry, it really serves both purposes, you know, but I would agree. I think the players are more worried about concussions than dental fractures and oral injuries, but it does help, we believe it does help to prevent concussions and prevent some of the oral facial injuries that we see in athletic sports.
Now, you've done several studies where you studied a 3D image correlation and to assess strain and deformation of mouth guards. And so tell me a little bit about the research that you've done.
Well, you know, we've done research at Ohio State looking basically at the impact absorption properties of various mouth guards and how they work and what is better to use. And the materials that we try to use, you know, of course, and we recommend are the ones that have the best properties that when an athlete gets hit on the lower jaw or on the side of the face, the material will absorb some of the energy that is transmitted through the force of the blow and prevent those forces from going to the brain or to the condylar area and creating concussions. And it does help, you know, as well, as you all know, to prevent dental fractures and other oral injuries.
Right. Now, the kind that professional athletes use, are they the ones that are they're a sandwich of two layers of rubber with a hard impact plastic in the middle?
You know, it varies. A lot of athletes use, you know, that type of, a lot of athletes just use the conventional custom-made ones that the dentists make. So there is some research that shows that the layers, metal layers placed in the mouth guard as it's fabricated, you know, does absorb impact, but it varies as to which the professional players use as well. I don't think it's that much different than what the amateur or the collegiate athletes necessarily use.
Okay.
There are companies that promote that, but I don't think that can be said across the board that the professional athletes use something different, because we actually make some mouth guards for some of our OSU graduates that have entered the NFL. we still make some of their mouth guards and send them to them.
That's really funny. You know, I made mouth guards for every sports team my son was ever on, and you're right.
I've done the same. Mm-hmm.
And I get requests from players that have transferred to another university or, you know,
absolutely,
we haven't seen in 3 years, and they say, can you make me another mouth guard? And I say, well, you have any new fillings? Because if everything's the same, I can use the same model.
Yeah, it's the same with the college sports. We get some of the players that have gone on to the NFL or the NBA, and they ask, they'll call back and say, hey, do you still have my model? Can you make me mouth guard? So I tend to save some of the ones after they graduate. We save their models just in case we need to do that, and we're happy to do it.
And let's get to the models themselves, because I'm sure you've noticed this, that these athletes, they're big kids. They're big people. They're bigger than the average
patient.
They are. And most of the time, I don't have impression trays big enough. I'm having to, like, heat them up and pull the outside edges out or add something to the back edges. Do you have to do the same, or is there...
We do the absolute the same. We use plastic trays and use a flame to bend them and expand them. And then, you know, the same as dental concepts that dentists use in their office, we use wax to extend the borders. Because some of them, you know, I would agree, have quite large mouths, and we do what we can to adapt the trays, and we're successful. We can get them made. But they are rather large sometimes.
So how can we get the manufacturers to start making like a super size, an athlete size, a 6'9" size?
I don't know. Maybe by listening to your show and seeing that, you know, hearing us say we need that, maybe that's what they'll do. Hopefully someone's heard it. But it is amazing how large some of those mouths can be.
And logistically, that's one of my biggest challenges, because sometimes I'll take my impression material and my trays to them, because they're all in the athletic training room, or they're all, you know, they're at practice, and they can funnel two or three athletes at a time to me to get those impressions. And I just don't own enough large, and I don't have the facilities that are really great to, like, expand the trays on site, you know?
Well, that's what's nice. At Ohio State, we actually have a dental room in the Woody Hayes Athletic Center.
So they
bring the athletes to me.
Oh.
And then that's where we have it set up. We have a dental chair there, and we have the equipment that we need and the facilities that if I do need to adapt the trays, and we have all the stock that we need, that, you know, if we need extra trays or try different materials, we have the facilities there. So it is much nicer. I have gone on site for certain sports to take the models, but for the majority of the athletes, they bring them to us at the dental room.
Okay.
And that helps a lot.
Same with the basketball players, because they're close by, they're over at the shot, they can just walk over to Woody Hayes. Okay.
Yes, absolutely.
So is this dental room equipped with obviously it has a dental chair. Is it fully equipped? Could you do could you fix a broken tooth there if you had to?
No, it doesn't. It isn't fully equipped for dental care, but there is a dental chair there to take the models, and we have the cast grinders and the vacuum forming units and the equipment that we need to make the mouth guards, because that's where all the mouth guards are made and stored. So, I mean, it doesn't have an air compressor, but we can do emergency exams in there, that if someone gets hurt on the field or during practice for a sport, we can bring him in there to assess the situation.
Okay.
Then to actually deliver the dental care, we take them back to the dental school.
Okay. Now, there are what, 85 or is it 105 football players?
I believe it's 105, 104, 105.
105. That is a logistical nightmare. That takes forever, doesn't it? I mean, just the whole taking 105 impressions, and we all know it doesn't happen on the first try a lot. And
you know, not really. Surprisingly, Dr. Kavicko, we have it down to a science. We have a nice storage facility there, so we see the players as freshmen when they come in. So that's generally about, you know, 30 to 35 players, sometimes 40 with walk-ons, you know, in the fall.
Oh, I see.
And we take their models, and then we label them and we store them. And we did that for all the sports. So each fall, we're quite busy for all the NCAA required sports making impressions, but then we have those models there. And so we're able to generate the mouth guards, you know, throughout the fall, but we also start in the summertime making them for some of the returners that we are going to know we're going to need them for them in the fall. So we're making mouth guards, you know, 12 months a year in order to get a backlog ready for when they need them, because we go through quite a few.
I bet.
So we keep them all alphabetized and stored, so we're able to keep pretty good track of them.
Okay. Well, that's cool. Now, I noticed that Cardale Jones wears his on his lower arch, and when he wears it, because we actually have a picture. I think we're going to put it up on the video stream that shows him get ready to throw a pass, and it's still stuck in his air hole in his helmet. So I guess
that might have been a little bit of nerves for those games. But.
And I also notice he puts it in at the very last second. Now, my first thought was he wants it on his lower arch so he can talk more clearly, but then he still doesn't have it in when he's talking. So tell me about that. Why does he wear his on the lower? And, yeah, what has he told you about that?
Well, you know, that's a new trend in the NFL, wearing them on the lower. I've noticed watching on television some of the NFL quarterbacks do that. And we just started that this year. There are a few players, mainly the quarterbacks. JT Barrett actually wore one on the lower as well, to allow them to speak more clearly or yell more loudly. It's brand new. It's new to me as much as it is new to the fans watching TV. So, but they seem to like them. He says it's very comfortable. They can breathe a little bit better, they feel. So I think maybe if he left it in at the last minute, that might have just been a little bit of nerves or just forgot about it up there. But they all tend to do store them in their helmets. But that's okay, because, see, you noticed it on TV, so it brings, you know, noticing the mouth guards and noticing that the athletes use them. So I think that's all good.
Now, in high school sports, my son was required, I think in ice hockey, it had to be attached to his face mask. And so then I would melt a little handle onto the mouth guard, so when they took it out, it was still hanging there. And I don't see you doing that for the football players. Is there a reason?
Well, we do that for lacrosse. We have the same materials that you spoke of. But the football players prefer not to have it attached to their helmet. Some of it, I think, depends upon, because they take their helmets off, and things have to be sterilized and cleaned, and then the trainers have to remove all the mouth guards from the helmets, and we have to keep track of them all and store them and clean them. So that's basically because the athletic department has requested not to have them for football, the team and the managers and the trainers. We have the facilities to do that, and we do that for several lacrosse players that request it.
Oh, okay.
So if they request it, we will do it for them.
Okay.
But in general, football prefers not to.
All right.
Have it done that way.
All right, now, every week we do a Dr. Kvitko question of the day. We're getting ready to do that soon. The winner will receive free flowers from Vice Number Florist. And so for those of you listening, you might want to remember that the reason OSU's national championship quarterback Cardale Jones wears his athletic mouth guard on his lower teeth instead of his upper teeth is because, according to him, it's more comfortable and he can breathe better. All right?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but before we do the contest, we need folks to listen to this.
This station will not be held liable for any contesting during Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko. Participation in the contest allows Dr. Kvitko to record and broadcast your name and call. One winner per household, prizes are non-transferable, cannot be substituted, and are subject to taxes and fees. This station cannot be responsible for the inability to enter the contest, whether due to equipment malfunction or telephone difficulties. All decisions of Dr. Kvitko concerning this contest or eligibility are final.
And now it's time for Dr. Kvitko's question of the day.
All right, we are doing Dr. Kvitko's question of the day, and the question today is, the reason OSU's national championship quarterback Cardale Jones wears his athletic mouth guard on his lower teeth instead of his upper teeth is, A, he doesn't have any upper teeth, B, he doesn't like his upper teeth and is hoping they get knocked out, C, he has a beautiful smile and doesn't want to cover it up with a mouth guard, or D, it's more comfortable and he can breathe better. All right, the winner receives free flowers from Vice Number Florist. They'll be delivered to your place of business this Tuesday afternoon. The number to call, 459-9769. That's 459-9769, so go ahead and call now.
Stay tuned to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kvitko.
I bet everyone knows someone who is afraid of the dentist. In fact, 40% of Americans don't go to the dentist on a regular basis. The number one reason? Fear. Well, take heart. Here at Dr. Kvitko & Associates, we've been doing intravenous sedation since 1985, and we offer several sedation options, so we're certain we can help you. Want to be sedated for a filling? We do that. Want to be sedated for a cleaning? We do that. How about a root canal or a crown? We can sedate you for those, too. Give us a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkvitko.com.
State ascoltando Dentally Speaking con il Dr. Kvitko, qui sulla vostra radio preferita.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. A lot of people ask me if I'm accepting new patients. They know I've been practicing for 34 years, so they assume I'm not. Well, guess what? They're wrong. I do accept new patients. After all, if I'm doing my job correctly, I get my patients healthy, so all they need is routine exams, cleanings, and the occasional filling or two. So that leaves me free to take care of you. So yes, I do accept new patients, and I would love to treat you, your family, and your friends. Give my office a call at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com. All right, we're back. We are doing Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day. We are with Dr. Deborah Mendel, who works at OSU and is in charge of the Athletic Mouthguard Program. And so, Dr. Mendel, hey, pick a number for me between 1 and 4. We have 4 callers on the line.
How about 3?
3? That would be Ebony. Ebony, are you there?
Yes.
Hi, how are you today?
Good.
Good. Do you have an answer to Dr. Kavitko's Question of the Day?
I sure do.
Okay, what is it?
It is D, the last answer. It feels more comfortable for him, and he can breathe better.
That's right. It's not that he doesn't have any upper teeth, right? Anyway, so hey, Ebony, what do you do for a living? I always ask folks.
I'm a teacher, actually. I'm an instructor.
Oh, good. Great. Well, thank you for listening, first of all, and stay on the line, because we need to get your information to make sure you get those flowers from Vistember, okay?
Okay.
And then Lori, call back again next week and the other folks that are still on hold. All right. So, Ebony, we're going to get those flowers out to her. All right. So, Dr. Mendel, let's go back to the topic. What are these things made of?
Mouthguards are made basically out of a material, an ethylene vinyl acetate material that's vacuum formed onto the athlete's model to make them a custom mouthguard. We laminate layers together that allows us to apply decals and their names on them and things like that.
Yeah, I noticed it has the logo.
Yes, we put the OSU logo on the front, and on the side we put their names and their numbers so that, you know, we help keep them organized and we don't lose track of them and make sure the right player puts the right mouth guard in their mouth.
Yeah, right, because you guys will have like multiple number 9s and multiple number 80s on a team.
Absolutely.
That large. See,
absolutely.
When I was doing my son, I just put their number on the side. But that wouldn't work for you guys. I hadn't thought of that.
No, so it does help with their names and their numbers. And then the logos and everything to personalize them on. It does help keep them more organized.
Okay. Now, we oftentimes see players with their mouth guard hanging out of their mouth and they're chewing on them. Doesn't that drive you crazy? I mean, Aaron Kraft did that all the time. And I know that when athletes chew on the mouth guards, it ruins them because they get all deformed. They no longer fit. So, like, do you send them texts and say, stop doing that? Or how do you handle that problem?
You know, we don't, actually. Aaron Kraft is actually, I kind of consider him my poster child for mouth guards. I mean, I know they do chew on them. But, you know, as I said earlier, it shows that they have them in their possessions during the game. And Aaron does chew on it, but he would stick it in his mouth before he played. So if they're using them and they have them out there, it doesn't drive us crazy. I mean, a little bit maybe, I guess. But, you know, them, and it lets the public see them, and it brings notoriety for people to realize that mouth guards are important in sports. So if a kid sees Aaron Kraft chewing on a mouth guard, hey, at least the kid recognizes it's a mouth guard, so hopefully it'll encourage them, you know, to use it to help protect their teeth.
Okay, so that leads me to my next question is, how many mouth guards would you have had to make then, say, for somebody like Aaron, who is going to chew on it a lot? Did you have to make him 4 or 5 throughout a season?
You know, we do, yes. And all athletes, when they start the season, generally have 2 or 3 made for them. And then throughout the course of their season, we'll get requests from the athletic department for more. Basketball, we probably make them 3 or 4 sets of mouth guards. But there's a smaller number of players on there, so that we don't mind. But for football, we probably end up making like 800 or 900 throughout the course of the season for the football team. So we're good at making mouth guards.
Did you say 800 or 900?
Well, yes. If we wow. start out with, you know, 105 on the team and everybody has, you know, 2 or 3 to begin with, that's a couple hundred right there. And then throughout the course of the year, someone loses them or they misplace them or they chew on them. So we'll get requests for 40 or 50 more for the following week. And we make them some to make sure that they're well protected and taken care of. So it ends up to be quite a few mouth guards, but I have a couple of students that work with me, and they make jokes that they'll walk through the practice after practice, and if they find any that have been lost, they pick them up, sterilize them, and put them back in their box again.
Okay.
So that cuts down on the numbers a little bit.
I see. Okay. Now, I know from doing these projects myself that the Vacuform machine, you can only do about two or three or maybe four in a row before the thing is so hot you actually have to let it cool. So do you have to have a number of those machines?
Yeah, we have we have lined up and we do them almost as an assembly line. You know, we'll do the first layer on all of them, and then by the time you get three or four with the red material on, then as we're trimming them down and applying the decals, that gives the machine the chance to cool down. And then we start laminating the layers on top. So, but yes, we do have several vacuum forming units all in that same dental room because that's where they are all constructed.
Right. I don't think people realize how much work really goes into making these. If they did, especially the athletes, they might not chew on them as much, right?
I tell them all the time, it is a little bit of work, but as I said, we have it down to an assembly line and we have it down to a science. And we start all year round. You know, we'll be making mouth guards, you know, 12 months a year for the sports, as we just don't wait until the individual sport is playing. This
right.
summer, we'll start making football mouth guards.
Okay. Again. Well, that's good. All right, if you're just joining us, I'm Dr. Kavitko, and today we're talking to Dr. Deborah Mendel, the dentist in charge of making the mouthguards for the OSU National Championship football team and basketball teams, and this is women's sports as well, right?
Correct. We make mouthguards for all the NCAA-required sports at Ohio State, and that includes football, men's women's ice hockey, men's and women's lacrosse, wrestling, and I think that's about it. But, you know, basketball is not an NCAA-required sport, but we do make them for men's women's basketball because they request it, and we will make them for any OSU athlete that requests them as well.
Wow. Well, that's a pretty neat perk, and it does set a good example.
Mm-hmm, it does. We hope that it sets an example for younger, you know, younger athletes that, to reinforce the use for mouth guards to help prevent oral injuries.
Okay. By the way, I forgot to mention that folks can go to dentallyspeaking.com right now and click on the upper right tab that says Live Sunday Mornings, and you can watch the video of the show that we're currently doing. And also, if people have questions of Dr. Mendel, you're welcome to call 459-9769 and ask her directly. We do have to go to a break. You're listening to Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko, and we'll be right back.
This is Clark Kellogg. Stay tuned for more of Dentally Speaking with Dr. Kavitko.
Here at Dr. Kavitko & Associates, we pride ourselves in being a one-stop shop, and we find our patients really appreciate it. Let's face it, no one likes being sent all over town for various procedures, and yet that is what happens at most dental offices. Need a root canal? We do that. Need a dental implant placed? We do that. Need gum surgery, wisdom teeth removed, or your teeth straightened? We do those as well. Why not give us a try? Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Hi, this is Richard Simmons. Do you listen to Dentally Speaking? Well, you should. Dr. Kavitko's here, and he's going to help you with all of your problems. Are your teeth yellow? He can fix that. Are you missing a tooth? He can put a new one in. How is that?
That's very good. Thank you, Richard.
Hi, I'm Dr. Kavitko. I'm intensely dedicated to providing the absolute best dental care. The word mediocre isn't in my vocabulary. I just won't take shortcuts. Isn't that what you want in the person you trust with sharp objects in your mouth? Of course it is. However, people tend to assume that high quality means expensive. But guess what? We're more affordable than you think. Our fees are about the same as one of those chains, but with us, you get my 34 years of experience and my unwavering commitment to quality. Discover for yourself. Call us at 614-262-9588 or go to drkavitko.com.
Hi, I'm Dominique Reigert. Like what you hear? Why not use the Dentally Speaking Show to promote your product or service by becoming a sponsor? Call 614-262-9588 to learn how. That's 614-262-9588. Call now or send an email to drkavitko@aol.com.
I'm Grandpa, and I go to Dr. Kavitko, and I still have all my teeth. Real ones. Where's my glasses?
I was scared of dentists and the dark. I was scared of dentists and the dark.
All right, we're back. I'm Dr. Kavitko. This is Dentally Speaking. We are talking with Dr. Deborah Mendel, dentist in charge of making the mouth guards for the OSU National Championship football team, the OSU basketball team, ladies basketball, lacrosse, wrestling, and I think that might be it. Okay, so hey, Dr. Mandel, you noticed that that was Clark Kellogg's voice. He's been a guest on the show. Do you remember that he lost a tooth when he was playing OSU basketball?
You know, I did know that. I wasn't a team dentist at the time, but I do remember hearing that.
And he wasn't wearing his mouth guard. Yeah, I don't think he was wearing his mouth guard. So there you go. See what you're preventing? Yeah, so we've spoken to him. He had a bridge for several years. He since has been able to go and get an implant, and now he looks pretty good on national TV again. But anyway, now what do you do? I know what I do, but it's really hard when a player has braces. That's a big challenge, isn't it?
Well, it is a little bit of a challenge. When an athlete has braces, though, we before we take them out, we put wax around the brackets and their and their wires to help block that out, and then we take the model and then use that to make the mouth guard. And it's especially important, I think, that when athletes have braces, to wear mouth guards, because we always think about protecting the teeth and protecting from concussions. But when an athlete has braces, you know, you're also protecting the soft tissue, because we have had times when athletes have gotten hit in the face and their lips actually get tangled into the wires.
Yeah.
And we have to remove the tissue from the brackets. So with a patient or an athlete that has braces, I think it's especially important to wear a mouth guard to help protect the soft tissue on the lips.
And then if they get their braces off or they have them adjusted in some way, their mouth guard sometimes has to be remade, doesn't it?
Right. We make them, often we have to make several mouth guards for them as well, and during the course of the orthodontic care, because their teeth are moving while they're playing their sport.
How do you handle impressions on the players that have a gag reflex? Because these are tough people, but let's face it is a reflex. Like they whack your knee, you can't make your leg not move. And you know,
well,
yeah, what do you guys
well, you
do?
Know, that's a challenge. We do the same thing that every, I think, general dentist out there does when you have patients with gag reflex. You know, first of all, when they're coming in, we remind the trainers to ask the athletes not to eat before they come in for this session,
okay,
which helps a little.
So we're not having to clean anything up.
Exactly.
And clean up on aisle dental room.
And then the same thing that dentists do in their practice is have the patient lean forward, you know, try to walk them through and, make sure we remind them that they're not going to choke, they're not going to die from it. Have them, basically leaning forward in the tray, sometimes putting a little bit of salt on the tip of their tongue helps. Well, just using the same techniques that a general dentist does, making sure the material's mixed up really thick so it doesn't have that wet feeling to them to help, tone down the gag reflex and make them feel a little bit more confident. And we also use quick-setting material that sets up a little bit faster than the regular general set alginate, and that helps as well.
Okay. I have some very bad gagger patients, not necessarily for mouth guards, although I would do this for that too. But I have had people who have come to me from a couple hours away. I don't know how they heard about it, but I actually figured out, but you know how you can never really get a full set of x-rays on these people because they gag so badly?
Sure.
You wind up using a Panorex. Well, what I've actually done, because I felt like I had to, is I'll numb them. I'll numb both sides of their tongue, and I'll numb both sides of the roof of their mouth, and we'll get the best full series they've ever had. And
really?
Yeah, and it seems like overkill, except that, you can't just ignore their dental care because they gag, and you're going to have them numb eventually anyway. If I know for sure they have a cavity, I'll numb that area and then take the x-rays there.
Oh, that's a good idea.
You know, so just in those severe cases. All right, I'm getting the one-minute sign. Is there anything you want people to know before we sign off?
Well, just to let them know that please promote the use of mouth guards. We want to save as many teeth and prevent as many concussions as we can. And for them also to know that Ohio State is a great team. It's a fun job I have. I went to and we had a great time, and they made us all very proud. So
they sure did.
It's a good time to be a Buckeye.
It sure
as
is,
always.
Exactly. All right, well, thank you so much for being my guest, and look forward to doing
pleasure.
It again sometime. Perfect.
Thanks for inviting me. I appreciate it. It was fun.
You're very welcome. Don't forget to follow me on Twitter at Dr. Kvitko. Be sure to join me next Sunday and every Sunday morning right here on your favorite station. Goodbye.
If your lips are moving, then you're la, la, la. I'm not for you, but I am super.
Carly Red from Love & Hip Hop Atlanta, the hit show on VH1, urging you to tune in next week for another exciting episode of Dentally Speaking with my dentist, Dr. Kavitko.
If you're interested in learning more about this and other dental health topics, go to dentallyspeaking.com to access full episodes of Dr. Kavitko's show.
If you would like to book Dr. Kavitko to speak at your next event, please call 614-262-9588. That's 614-262-9588. Or send an email to drkavitko@dentallyspeaking.com. That's drkvitko@dentallyspeaking.com.